Just one last point about other agents that may be appropriate, and that is the use of cetuximab. From the very beginnings of the concept of using anti-EGFR strategies in fighting cancer, lung cancer was chosen, and lung cancer was chosen because of the presence of EGFR in virtually every lung cancer. For various reasons, cetuximab, anti-EGFR therapy, monoclonal antibody, has not been used and not been extensively studied, frankly, in lung cancer. Only recently have there been large phase 3 trials where cetuximab was given with chemotherapy. There was a report by Tom Lynch combining cetuximab with carboplatin paclitaxel presented at the ISLC meeting in Seoul that did not suggest a benefit in progression-free survival, I believe. However, there was a trial just reported via press release, the so-called FLEX trial, where cetuximab was combined with vinorelbine cisplatinum, and indeed they claimed to have met their primary endpoint, which was a survival endpoint. So this data has not been presented or extensively reviewed, but that would suggest a role for that. So that too may change the landscape in coming months. One thing about cetuximab as well is that I would postulate right now that that same story about RAS mutations defining a population likely to benefit would hold true, and that may very well be that we'll be able to use that as a way of selecting lung cancer patients for cetuximab use, just like we're going to be doing shortly in colorectal cancer. So that's another way to take this forward. And frankly, we need a treatment for people that can't receive bevacizumab. And squamous cell cancers, by their nature, do not have RAS mutations, so immediately they would be ones that would be a good target for this.
Do not have RAS mutations?
They do not have RAS mutations, yeah.
Strange.
So, yeah, I'm just learning about RAS mutations myself. We're just publishing a paper now. Actually, never smokers have them as well. That's another thing that I was shocked to discover.
Why?
Well, people have always associated with smoking.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we're in the process of, we reported at ASCO, and we have a manuscript out under review now to report that.
What fraction of non smokers have it?
It's about 15%, but that's not too far off from the, 20 or so percent. They have a different RAS mutation, though. It's kind of interesting. They have the one that people with pancreas cancer would have. So it may impart some kind of different significance to those people. So it's, again, something we've just seen, and we'll see where that leads us. But just in closing, I think I'm encouraged by the number of compounds we have in the clinic and definitely coming down the clinical research track that hopefully will be able to improve outcomes, but also match therapies to patients, which I think is really, really important.